USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
On the heels of a North Korean missile test early Thursday morning, Iran has now reportedly test-fired a medium-range ballistic missile, and it traveled over 600 miles, according to one report. The U.S. official that confirmed that report to CNN says it wouldn't pose any threat to any shipping or U.S. bases in the region. Meanwhile, President Trump is asked about that recent North Korean missile test. He says, well, it's a smaller missile test than it had been conducting in the past.
But I think with North Korea, we've been doing very well. But that doesn't mean it's going to continue. We have a relationship. President Obama had no relationship. You would have been at war. Had Hillary Clinton won this election, you'd be at war right now with North Korea.
The president speaking on Hannity on Fox. The Justice Department wants to reinstate the death penalty after nearly two decades. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Legislatively, we're a step closer to not having to worry about another government shutdown anytime soon, as we hear from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
On Capitol Hill, the House approves a budget and debt limit deal before lawmakers go out on vacation.
Without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid on the table.
The measure lasts through 2021, which means after the next general election. The vote, 284 to 149, all but 16 Democrats voted for it, 132 Republicans voting against it, even though President Trump supported it.
And that bill now heads to the Senate. Immigration officials say a record 61,000 unaccompanied migrant kids have crossed the southern border since just last October. That's 2,000 more than the previous record set during the entire 2016 fiscal year. President Trump is scheduled to sign the 9/11 First Responders Compensation Fund bill later today at the White House. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
There's a new report out on how much chief executives earn compared to the people who work for them. USA Radio's Chris Barnes says it's no laughing matter.
Show me the money!
Equilar finds at least two dozen CEOs of major American companies make over 1,000 times more than their average employee. Gap CEO Arthur Peck brought in more than 3,500 times the company's median worker's pay, with a package worth nearly $21 million as compared to about $5,800 for the median employee. McDonald's CEO Stephen Easterbrook's package, $15.9 million last year, 2,100 times the median employee's earnings of $7,400. Other companies whose CEOs earn thousands of times over their workers include Mattel, Williams-Sonoma, and Skechers. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And President Trump welcoming business leaders to the White House. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
President Trump is marking the one-year anniversary of the Pledge to America's Workers program. The president says companies can train their workers more effectively than the government.
The governments get into that and they really don't have a clue as to what they're doing, and it costs a lot of money.
The president also says the program has been a huge success.
Companies have stepped up to the plate, and so many companies have done thousands and thousands of jobs.
The president was joined at the event by First Daughter and White House advisor Ivanka Trump. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.